Northwestern. You are listening to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rosemary Bao. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. And here are the headlines to start your day. First up, our top story. Northwestern softball kicked off its season with a 3-2 record at the NFCA Division I Leadoff Classic in Florida. The Cats secured wins over Kennesaw State, Duke, and Southern Mississippi, with graduate pitcher Lauren Boyd and freshman infielder Kaylee making strong impacts. However, Northwestern fell to Missouri and Tennessee, but the team has since showed promise heading into next weekend's Purple and Gold Challenge at Louisiana State University. In Evanston news, the Evanston Township High School District Board reviewed multilingual services and a new student leadership program Monday night. With 25% of students speaking more than one language, Director Lindsay Rose stressed the importance of supporting emergent multilingual learners and announced plans for a Spanish dual language program. The board also introduced the Evanston Leadership Academy, set to launch this summer, aimed at helping students develop leadership skills through a specialized curriculum and team building activities. Two major winter storms are set to impact the Chicago area this week, with up to a foot of snow possible between Wednesday and Saturday. The first storm will begin tomorrow morning, Wednesday, and peak during the evening commute, with up to 7 inches of snow expected. A second storm will arrive Friday afternoon, flaring up Friday night into Saturday. Residents should expect snow, rain, and potential travel delays, particularly for Valentine's Day weekend. In national news, Vice President J.D. Vance warned European leaders that strict AI regulations could stifle innovation, calling content moderation authoritarian censorship. Speaking at a Paris AI summit, Vance reaffirmed America's commitment to leading AI development while criticizing Europe's strict regulatory framework. The U.S. and Britain did not sign the summit's final declaration without any explanation. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Rosemary Bao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.